Hey, Joe, are you First Nation?
No, why?
No, I asked you.
No, I have a disability. It's invisible.
No, I said, are you from,
Native.
Native, yeah.
No, I'm from that other group, that group of people with disabilities. In Canada, they're all protected, supposedly, against discrimination. The problem is, up until now, if you went to court over discrimination, the court wouldn't give you much money. Now things have changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like the States where you go and you get a huge amount of money because somebody wasn't nice to you. You know, that doesn't happen in Canada.
No.
Yeah, your coffee was too hot. Here's $1 million, you know?
Yeah. And you're worse.
Well, I wish, you know, when somebody says, you know, I can't hire you, you're disabled, you know, or somebody says, you know, you don't deserve what you have because you're disabled, so I'm going to take it from you. It would be nice if you could go to court and get a lot of money, but you can't.
You can't. In United States, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Make easy money. Well, not easy money, like, everybody be careful.
Yeah, everybody be careful.
Don't hurt, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't get on the bus. Okay, we'll tell the whole city, all 10 million people, that the transit system has to be changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Canada, oh, well, we'll give you a few buses of your own that you can get on. It's true, you know. Yeah, it's a funny place. Did I tell you this? Somebody asked me, I remarked to someone, I said, you know, next, I was looking at the calendar, and next year my show falls on Canada Day. I think I did tell you this. Next year my show falls on Canada Day, so I have a whole year to work on a Canada Day show, now that I know. And he said, are you going to, yeah, I did tell you this, I remember. He says, are you going to diss Canada? Are you going to disrespect Canada?
Yeah.
I said, well, sure. I said, well, that's the name of the show, you know. I said, but...
Disrespect Canada.
Yeah. I said, but, you know, if it were really bad, you know, like Bosnia or something, or Darfur, then we wouldn't be here, right? So since we are still here, there has to be some good, too, in the show.
Oh.
How are you making out? What's it like there, weather-wise?
Huh?
What's the weather like?
I have no idea.
Is it hot?
I don't know. I'm not wet outside. But it's somebody told me it's cloudy.
Oh, it's cloudy here, too. It must be a big cloud.
Yeah.
That's your basic 600-mile cloud, Cutter.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's what he said to me. It's cloudy, and I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I was talking to him, and he said it's cloudy. I don't know.
Yeah.
No idea.
Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't care.
Okay. Another one of those, eh?
Yeah, for me, I hope the summer came late. It come late.
So you have some left when you get your approval.
When I got my spouse, I'll be outside.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be good days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
For me, it doesn't make any difference now.
Otherwise, we'll have to get you some snowshoes.
Yeah.
Winter in Montreal.
Yeah, man, I can't take it. It's heavy.
You what? Can't be happy?
No, I mean the shoes. It's very heavy. Snow shoes.
Are they?
Yeah, it's very heavy for me.
Oh yeah, I've never.
Like almost 3 years. I have only like sandals.
Oh yes, okay.
After I want to take like a boot or something, like it's very heavy.
Oh yeah, I wanted to say. Well, you think boot, snowshoes. No shoes. It's like you walk on top of the snow. Everybody else sinks in, you walk on top. Yeah. So I have to get you a pair of snowshoes.
Yeah, that's... yeah, I'm thinking about the boot.
Yeah, for sure. Man. Well, yeah, good idea. Yeah. Could you wear... You'd have to wear boots, too. Could you wear snowshoes? You couldn't, could you?
No, I never had.
No, but I mean, balance and all that. Would you be able to?
Yeah.
You would be able to wear snowshoes and walk on top of the snow, even if it's not flat.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Good.
I don't think so.
Yeah? Okay.
It's a good idea.
Well, it's a thought.
I don't know.
You'd be the only one, but it's a thought. People would be jealous. You'd walk right past them, you know? They're walking in snow up to their knees, and you're walking up about a foot and a half higher than they are. And you just go right by, yeah?
You think your feet doesn't go inside to when you took snowshoes? Your feet doesn't go inside to...
No?
Why nobody use it here in Canada?
That's a good question. We'll put it on the show and we'll ask. I'm sure people will like to think about that one. I don't know why they don't do it. It's a good idea.
Maybe it's not...
Fashionable?
Maybe, maybe it's not fashion.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Or maybe it's not hot.
It's not what?
It's not hot, not warm.
Well, snowshoes work best when it's cold, you know?
Huh?
Snowshoes work best when it's cold.
Yeah?
Yeah, but when there's snow, you know? So, you...
I don't know.
People wear snowshoes up north where the snow is like 6 feet deep or 10 feet deep. You can't fall into the snow or you never come out. So they wear snowshoes, you know?
I don't know how much it costs.
No. Well, they're probably not cheap.
Huh?
They're probably not cheap. You want me to find out on the web while we are here?
Where?
Okay. All right. Hang on. We will go and look. What are we going to talk about while I'm looking?
It's a good idea. Believe me. I love the idea if my feet doesn't go into the... No.
All right. Budget-friendly snowshoes. Bigfootsnowshoes.com. There you go. Let's take a look. Budget-friendly snowshoes. So this means inexpensive. Oh, my goodness. Wow, these are more like they're more like little skis. They're not flat though. Let's see, snowshoes. Wow, this is something else. Adventure sport snowshoes, $69.99. Powder pro, and these don't look funny either. Not really.
Huh?
No more than boots. Yeah. Well, they have a little frame around them, right? And, but that, yeah. These are for the sport of snowshoeing. There's a sport, snowshoeing. I didn't know that. So $69.99 they start.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you the, I will send you the link, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And there are a whole bunch of links, so maybe you want more than one link. Why don't I send you the Google link, and then you can click on all the sites that I found.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like it's like good ones.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Huh.
We'll find out. Isn't that funny? I thought it was a joke, you know, but no, it's not. They're not. You'll have to have someone else tell you what they look like, but they're not ugly.
They're not ugly, yeah?
No. So what else is new?
The new is coming on the 9th and the 10th big event we have.
The 9th or 10th of August?
Yeah.
What's happening?
We have art. You know, the artist of Montreal, many artists from Montreal?
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to do like a mural. And big. And I don't know how many, 20 artists are going to be here and in the backyard and do something. And we're done, like, communicate the press, like press release.
Okay, so it's an art happening.
It's going to be happening, yeah.
Yeah.
And do you want to show me the support? And yeah.
Okay.
And do you want to talk to media about that? I don't know. It's very big stuff that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to play this under 10. I want to play music.
For sure. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I want to play music. I want and some artists do want to do something too.
Who's organizing it? You?
No,
it's
the artist.
Okay, and are they going to do it at the church?
In the backyard.
Very good. Your place has become a meeting place for artists. So.
Oh yeah.
So when you do get it, when you do get accepted, your apartment will be the same kind of meeting place if you have any of yard.
Yeah, of course, it's gonna be like that's.
You're gonna be a Canadian icon. You're gonna be more Canadian than me. This is great. It's true.
Oh, I try to do many things, Jeff. I want to do many things. And I'm good organizer, too, okay?
Yeah.
I have good relationship with everybody, and I have no problems with anybody. And
wow.
Yeah, I think I would be like, yeah, I think like I'm more, how can I say, you know, like everybody look to me. And everybody want to do something with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows want to do something with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything going to be good.
Okay.
Yeah. And I hope everybody going to, like, I hope, like, on the 9 to 10, I have, like, many, like, person going to be show up today. It's already in the news. Already in the paper news.
Wow. Wow. You have a talent for organization, it's true.
Yeah, but like...
And you have help.
Yeah, and like basically when you said for color, everybody want to be here. That's the problem.
That's great.
Yeah, when you said this for color, do you know what some organizations told me, Kader, we hope that, like, we need you when you go out from here, because, like, well, everybody wants to say, for Kader, we said, oh, yes, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, and they said, like, and because I have good relationship, you know, with everybody, and...
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah, and... Yeah, it's going to be a big event. And this event, I hope this is the last event I want to do here. And after that, I have to go. Maybe I will just immigration to give me my status. I go back.
Yeah.
I can't do many things after, but I'm the church. I'm going to be the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, you hope so, eh?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'd like to come to that first one. That's going to be a hell of a party, you know.
yeah. That's true. When I go back to my apartment, that means something else, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe you can get a like a ground floor apartment with a little yard outside, or even a.
My apartment anyway, it's big.
Yeah, always big, eh?
Yeah, it's big. But now I'm thinking to clean my apartment. That's one friend, he was living there, but he left.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, the apartment has bed bug.
Your apartment?
Yeah.
Your old one?
Yeah, my old one.
Well, they all have bed bugs right now, unless you're in a very small building that hasn't been affected. So, it's like, I don't have bed bugs, but we live above an office, and there's only three apartments in the building. Yeah. So we're lucky. But where I used to live, they have bed bugs now.
I have to put throw out all my furniture.
Throw it out?
Yeah.
You mean all the upholstered furniture?
Yeah.
Not the hard stuff?
I don't know.
Not the tables. I had to do the same thing. I had mold. I had to throw out the city of Hamilton. When they wouldn't address the mold in my apartment, I had to throw out my sofa, my chair, my bed. Yeah.
Yeah, the sofa, you have to. Sofa, everything like with like the soft,
yeah.
Sofa, like you have to put it on the garbage.
Yeah, and I didn't appreciate it. The city didn't want to help me out.
Yeah?
Yeah. So
did they help you?
No. Well, they had a little paper pamphlet from another organization, and they said, we will do what is in the paper pamphlet, you know, but we don't understand your problem, and we don't want to do anything else. And so if you don't like what we want to do, you know, you can leave. So I left, and I got a new sofa. And I couldn't afford everything all at once, so I got a new sofa, a new table, and I moved into a much smaller apartment that wouldn't need so much furniture. And, of course, I had to, the apartment where I lived, the city paid part of the rent. And the new apartment, nobody pays but me. So it has to be smaller to be able for me to afford it. But it's nice. It's secure. We don't have theft problems, we don't have abuse problems, we have, you know, it's just the three of us. So, I mean, we run it together, and it works probably pretty well. But, yeah, it's not a bad deal. He says he's going to put a new roof on it this fall, and that would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you don't put a roof on, there's water, there's mold, and, yeah, all that stuff.
That's why, like, friend told me I have to throw out within the garbage, and it's going to be like the apartment clean. I have to enter in the whole apartment. And I have to call a professional to put the house in.
Yeah.
And keep it, like, closed for maybe a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, after it's going to be very clear, cleaned up.
Yeah. That's expensive for you, though, eh? We'll have to have a drive for furniture for Kader.
Yeah, but, like, I have to find somebody to help me. I can't do that now by myself. For money, I don't have money.
Yeah.
I have any income now.
Be glad you weren't there when the bed bugs came, eh? Yeah, so you have no income, so you need some money coming in. But you need more than money coming in. You need a bunch of money all at once, or a bunch of furniture all at once.
Yeah. I have to ask some organization to help me for furniture, and, because I can't. I don't have money. And
yeah.
But anyway, I have work.
Yeah. I have work.
I'm spoiled.
I don't think so.
I'm a very spoiled person.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but we started with the government, but it started with Immigration Canada. I'm like, I'm
no.
a very spoiled person, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
When I ask also, sometimes I find.
Good. Okay. All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Any progress with arranging the new CD?
Yeah. I have to, yeah. I did one big building. Now I have to practice a lot.
Oh.
For 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Find me. I want to practice now. Yeah, because I have to.
Yeah.
I have to do 2 songs, and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you want to perform them?
Yeah, I want to perform. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like I said, I want to do slam music, slam poetry.
Yeah. Anything else happening we should know about?
No, sometimes things happen.
Okay. You always have.
We hope going to be got my answer, maybe, I don't know, but like I wait for the answer.
Yeah, yeah. Did your lawyer say when?
No.
You have no idea when.
Can't say.
It's a government, yeah.
Yeah,
what
can
you say?
No, he can't say.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad to have talked to you today on this holiday. It's a holiday everywhere, right? Is it a holiday in Montreal? Does everybody take the day off today?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's a holiday today?
In Ontario, it's a holiday, yeah.
It's for what?
It's changed. Now there's a lot of recognition that maybe it should be named after the founder of Ontario, John Graves Simcoe, who came here from England, 200 years ago.
Yeah, I'm out of it. I'll be honest, I have no idea.
Yeah, I should have looked it up before I called you. Well, okay.
Yeah, anyway, it's not big.
Okay, yeah, I know. Every day for you is a holiday.
For me, it's the same. 7 days, same.
Yeah.
Some nights, some days, some hours. I have no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We know that. I'm glad you said. I'm glad you said that. People forget. You know,
yeah.
It's one thing to have like nearly 1,000 days. It's another thing to have nearly 1,000 days the same.
Yeah.
This is not so easy. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, keep spirits up. We'll talk to you next Monday, and you can call me in the meantime
Perfect.
If something big happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect. Take
All
care
right. Bye bye.